welcome back. And today we have, for the first time, Barbie Engel. Barbie, we want to showcase your book, From Wheels to Heels, and also your website, and the assistance you've done to people around the world with chronic pain syndromes. It's a major plague, and the side effects, unfortunately, of inappropriate surgical and other narcotic treatment centers has resulted in a lot of deaths. A lot of people have become chronically addicted and transitioned from OxyContin to heroin, etc. A big plague that Donald Trump's going to try to deal with. The diagnostics that are being used to diagnose the cause of pain, because a lot of time people can have bad pathology with no or little pain, and sometimes very bad pain with little pathology. So let's talk about your own journey, and then some of the things you had to do to actually get yourself back. As you mentioned in our long discussion last week, that you had some interesting stories, and you were pretty persistent to try to do some things that are kind of remarkable to turn off your inflammation and get from, as you say in your book, from wheels to heels.
And I have had a very long journey, 20 years of living with chronic pain. First, I had endometriosis, and that started in 1997, so 20 years ago. And I got through that, and that was quite challenging for me. But I ended up with a full hysterectomy and an oophorectomy. I wasn't able to have children, but I was living the dream life as the head coach at Washington State University for cheerleading and dance. And I thought that if I could overcome endometriosis, I could overcome anything. And a few years later, 2002, I developed a neuroautoimmune disease called reflex sympathetic dystrophy. Reflex is anything in your body that's automatic. It goes haywire. Sympathetic is your nervous system. It feels like somebody put lighter fluid on you, caught you on fire, and you have to try to find ways to put it out. That's the hardest symptom to deal with. And dystrophy is loss of muscle and bone, which ended up putting me into a wheelchair for just about 7 years, and it took 3 years just to get a proper diagnosis. It took 43 doctors to get a proper diagnosis, and they did all kinds of surgeries, as you said, that I probably didn't need, but it got rushed into them, and I was just following what the doctor with that specialty was saying that they thought would help me.
Right. And, if you were to summarize what the positive things were in terms of the diagnosis, if you were to give bullet points of the top three or four things that are general recommendations, anybody with pain like yours, whether it's a chronic regional pain syndrome or post-traumatic pain syndrome or post-surgical pain syndrome, what would you say to them to say, these are the three or four things that I did in terms of diagnostics or interventions that made a huge difference?
Perfect. Four things. Learn to speak up. Be your own best advocate. And know that you have the right to have timely and effective care. Know your pain. In the beginning, I did not know my pain, and I would just say, it hurts, and I'd be crying, and they'd deal with my mental stability before they would deal with the actual physical symptoms that I was having. Know your pain and be able to use your adjectives to describe what you're going through. Take the emotion out of it and just use those adjectives. My pain is burning, fire, stabbing, shooting, electric, bone pain, whatever pain you're feeling, make sure you can describe it. Reach out and seek out. That means ask for help. And the fourth thing would be take a moment to listen to your body's response to stress and anxiety and maintain healthy habits and stay active to the best of your ability.
Right. Now, in terms of the actual diagnostic tests, what were the ones that you found most useful?
Oh, goodness. Well, for RSD, what I found was most useful was a thermogram.
Right.
Which a lot of people don't realize that a thermogram can be used as a diagnostic tool, but it definitely can.
Oh, yeah, digital thermography. I belong to the American Thermology Association for years. It's extremely useful. It came out of actually research in the developing of the cameras for the Gulf War. And before, and the fine tuning of these is up to a hundredth of a degree in a hundredth of a second. So they can discern and actually see a nerve track or an area that's basically getting autonomic overactivity on a specific spinal nerve or peripheral nerve. It's just amazing. You could actually just go and look at the screen and say, "Whoa, there it is."
Absolutely,
it's amazing. It's almost like let's say if you're trying to find ISIS or the guys that carry the bombs at night, and you're in a night vision scope in a helicopter, and say in an Apache helicopter, you can look down and the ISIS guys are your pain, and you can see it's like, there it is. It's amazing, isn't it?
It is absolutely amazing. And before I even knew thermography could be used to diagnose me, I was on a family trip to Washington, D.C., and I was in my wheelchair, and we're going through the Air and Space Museum, and they have this thermography room. And people are in there and jumping around and doing all this stuff on the screen. And I come in and parts of my body are missing from the thermogram,
right,
from the screen. And all of a sudden I had groups of people gathered around me looking at me and looking at the screen and saying, how are you even human? Like, where are you? Parts of you are missing.
And right. Yeah, in other words, they were so cold because of vasoconstriction, you couldn't see them on the thermographic image, right?
Exactly. And I did not realize that that was the way to diagnose myself, or, you know, to have a doctor diagnose me until a couple years later. But the original way I was diagnosed was through a nerve block, and my pain was still sympathetically maintained pain at that time. And so a nerve block was able to show them that that I did have RSD, and later confirmed it with a laser thermogram.
Yeah, exactly. Now, the two twin tests that are most useful that I'm going to recommend are thermography first, and number two is the Axon 2 scanner. Now, the Axon 2 scanner, I'll tell you how this originated.
Okay.
I've been doing research on pain for many years back, going back to the 70s when I was working with Dr. John Woodbury in medical school. I was working on a project that started in second year medical school to review 26,000 cases, create a database analysis and multilinear regression analysis, and work in the Synovia Analysis Immunology Lab. And it turned out from being a summer job to being a three-year project that he later tried to get me to become a senior resident because he knew that I was going to solve the cause of autoimmune disease, which, by the way, I have. I know I'm going to publish my research this year, which basically has the same roots as many pain syndromes and also cancer. There's a kind of a commonality of those. It even goes back to even things like the commonality with, as you mentioned, your ovarian syndrome that you had, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Polycystic, what was it? Endometriosis.
Endometriosis.
And you know when it was first, endometriosis, when it was first diagnosed, it wasn't in humans. It was in sheep in Minnesota.
Interesting.
So what they did is they did a toxicology test, and they found out that they had high levels of biotoxins that were xenoestrogens that were turning on estrogenic receptors, causing gene complexes to cause endometrial. It's like a paracancer. There's all kinds of different cancers. Some of them don't look like cancer. Some of them, you know, fit our idea of what cancer is. But endometriosis is like a paracancer. It's almost a cross between an autoimmune disease and a cancer. So you can get endometrial tissue that can show up anywhere, even in the base of the brain and the hinous of the lungs. It can show up anywhere. And
right.
And you have to understand that this is extremely painful. It's very dangerous. You can get serious bleeding from it. You know, it can cause sterility, but it can cause a lot of other problems going on. When I see someone with endometriosis, it's an example of the deterioration in our environment. And it's what I call a para-autoimmune condition, because you see lots of abnormal cytokines and anti-tissue antibodies. And xenotoxins. Now, what the Axon, if you go to the website called Axon Pain, AXONPAIN, you'll actually see a book there by Randall Cork, who's one of our senior members of our American Association of Sensory Medicine, AASM. 14 years ago, I helped train a number of doctors and health professionals, from physiatrists to neurosurgeons to across the country. Up in San Francisco, we had a team to train them. And I added to the technology back in 1997 that was FDA approved by Jim Hedgecock, who was head of the Dana College of Chiropractic at Pasadena. He later did his PhD back in the year 90s at the University of California, Irvine, and did his project that later, out of his PhD, became the Axon scanner. But it was not objective. What I found out, and this is something interesting that basically no one else has said, and I haven't even elaborated enough at the Academy for them to fully understand what I discovered. I was working with Stu Donaldson, and we discovered some interesting things. We had an electrode system along the spine where you could see a number of sites. We could actually go down through like something like 14 spinal nerve roots on either side of the spine with separate seeing electrodes. We had a custom-made EMG machine, nothing like it. And this is back in... this is back in the 1980s. So this is 1980, 37 years ago. And for 7 years I did work with Stu. what we discovered is it was a phase change, so that if someone's counteracting muscles when you turned weren't exactly 180 degrees on their what's called we call the muscular contraction, the counter muscles on the opposite side of the spine, and they were out of phase by a certain number of degrees, then the person was going to have spinal pain. Now, what I discovered was you didn't need to have a setup directly over a specific group of muscles. You could put an electrode at the base of the skull, because all the muscles of your spine are programmed from the base of your skull, including the muscles for your temporal mandibular joint. So whenever your TMJ joint goes out, the greater and lesser occipital nerves set the firing patterns for your entire spine.
Absolutely.
And what's interesting is I could put in an electrode setup, or we call potentiometry, at the base of the skull, and if I hit threshold by turning up the sensory stimulus with a little gold electrode over a spinal nerve root or a peripheral nerve, you could see it spike in terms of the amount of current necessary. You could see a spike in the potentiometry machine taking off. That told you hit threshold. And what we discovered, you can map these out. It's called an axon 2 scan. In combination with thermography, this is absolutely diagnostic of exactly what your pain syndrome is and what your pain generator is.
That's amazing.
When I was working with Dr. Hall and Brewer at the Anschutz Center training and interventional pain specialist work when I got harassed by the Colorado Board of Examiners, because I was doing these axon scans on people that had pain syndromes that were in occupational medicine. Now, I was a certified independent medical examiner, and I had cases flying in from all over, not only the United States, but Canada. And they did not like Dr. Deagle, because when I do an axon scan, I had one guy that I discovered who was a Hispanic gentleman, 42, who they did a spinal surgery on to put a titanium fusion cage because they said he had a Aquinas syndrome, which is below T12. You have just spinal nerve roots. There's no spinal cord. It's just nerve roots hanging down like a horse's tail. And they did a fusion with a titanium cage and PLFI fusion, and they put screws to his spinal nerve roots, which they tried to hide the data from me, but my office manager, Josetta, was very good at getting the data. So when I did the scan, I spent a total with this guy. I should have spent an hour or so, but I did 7 hours, including a free axon scan. And I discovered that the spine surgeon, Dr. Michael O'Jansen, was the inventor of the total disc replacement technology, had actually put screws to the patient's spinal nerve roots and paralyzed him.
Oh my goodness.
He called me back in August of 2000 and threatened to have my license pulled because he knew the board president, Dr. Ned Collage, Susan Miller, the secretary of the board, and Paula Woodward from Nine News, which they tried to trash my career. Because remember, if you tick off your colleagues or if you're ahead of them in terms of science, and I was studying to go to the Cedars-Sinai Medical Center and challenge the pain boards to become an interventional pain specialist. I was actually working in the OR on Fridays on my own free with Dr. Holland Brewer at the Anschutz Center at the University of Colorado, putting in spinal pumps and stimulators already and doing transfemoral nerve blocks. And I was mapping out the pain for most of the major pain clinics in Colorado and adjacent states. They'd send me tough cases, and I'd map them out using the axon scanner. I'd tell them exactly where to do a spinal nerve root block or a transfemoral block, and I had invented new technologies to block autonomic nerves, where you get a regional autonomic pain block using homeopathics that would block the NMDA and other receptors, which I have the formula still at Penn called MediSafe Pharmacy in Denver. Now, what you have to understand is that technology of thermography and axon scan is now the gold standard if you want to find out what your pain is.
Right.
Now, if you're looking only at a pathology like an MRI scan, what percentage of males over 40 have pathology that otherwise a surgeon might operate? What percentage of males just walking around the shopping center or the work site have pathology that a surgeon could say, I need a cut?
I would guess high 80s.
It's 42%. It's a lot.
Oh, okay.
In other words, it's bad. It's high enough that you're approaching almost half the population where if a neurosurgeon looked at their MRI, they'd say, you've got, encroachment of the dural foramen and the dural nerve sleeve, or you've got, a collapsed disc, or you've got something, and we need to cut.
Right.
Now,
whenever you cut,
you actually make dysautonomia worse, which means you're going to get regional vasospasm. You're going to get an increase in what's called a primary pain gate activity, and you can pick it up on the thermography. So if you do a thermogram pre- and post-surgery, you'll see a lot of these people that go south and don't do well. The thermogram looks horrifying. You go look and say, oh, my God, what a mess.
Yes.
And even if surgically you think you've corrected the thing surgically, if they go south, they, number one, have instability that's now causes disc problems above and below the fusion site, which is very common, unless you do keyhole surgery. But even keyhole surgery, the only thing you want to do is a minimum surgery. You want to actually, you know, if you've got proof that you're getting, and there's only four structures in the spine, for example, that are innervated, three-quarters of the nerve are to the apophyseal joints, and the other quarter is to the dural nerve sleeve, the posterior annulus of the disc, and the ligamentum flavum. Everything else is anesthetic. There's no A-delta or C-fibers. The C-fibers ascend through the spinal thalamic tract and the ascending to the subthalamic nuclei, but only the A-delta fibers go all the way to the cortex. Interesting, eh?
Now, if you
actually go to the book, which if you go to this link, and it's all free, you can go to what's called axonpain.com. Dr. Randall Quartz put this book together with the Academy. You'll see that we now know what pain is. Now, I know how to intervene pain with nutraceuticals, technology like the Matrix Pulse developed by Dr. Roth. We have technology like Lumen Photon we talked about in the last segment. And we have also things like hyperbaric oxygen, because whenever you get an dysautonomia, you have an acidic tissue that's in vasospastic area and it's high free radicals. So you got to put the person on a ketogenic diet. You got to put them on the same nutraceuticals I use for cancer and autoimmune disease, because in a sense, the tree that starts off major illness all has the same root, same basic trunk. When someone's got toxins in their body in dysautonomia, you cannot have a disease of any kind, including cancer or autoimmune or rheumatoid arthritis, say to the right knee, but the left knee is not affected, unless there's a dysautonomia to the target organ. You can't even get a metastatic cancer unless there's regional dysautonomia. Isn't that interesting? So you can actually do a digital thermogram and see if someone's got metastatic cancer even before you do a bone scan and a PET scan and a spiral thin section CT to see where the tumor is. You can see it on the thermogram that there's already metastasized in specific areas because of dysautonomia on the target tissues. Is that interesting or what?
Very, very interesting. And just the fact that you brought up the TMJ earlier, one of the things that developed with me after I got RSD secondary was TMJ. Right. And I now use an oral orthotic made by Dr. Demersion in California, who... It basically, what it does is it brings my jaw down and forward.
Right. Well, what happens is that, including obstructive apnea, is often caused by this autonomy in that area.
Right.
And you have a crossfiring between the right side, of the head and the left TMJ.
Water. Then it's likely that lime scale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate lime scale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
So, you love talk radio. Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that LimeScale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate LimeScale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
You've got a number of resources on your main website here, and you've got lots of cool stuff here. I mean, this is neat websites. And, you know, it's internationalpain.org, I think, is your main website.
Right.
And you have also links to powerofpain.org, which I think is one of your sub-websites.
Correct.
I think it actually links across to powerofpain.org. What people need to realize is the inappropriate treatment of pain, including with narcotics that treat the higher pain gauge, is causing an epidemic of heroin abuse and premature death. It's also in places like Russia, where they use very inadequate or improperly cleansed heroin, where they're getting a thing called crocodile, which is basically such poor quality heroin, when they inject it in the web spaces, their feet and hands are getting gas gangrene and getting auto amputations. And sepsis, and they get endocarditis and pneumonia, and they die of heart failure or acute cardiorespiratory arrest. So it's a big problem. It's killing a lot of people all over the world, especially in places like Russia, where a large chunk of their young population, but a lot of post-traumatic or post-pain syndrome people, and they don't have to have a lot happen to start a pain syndrome. This is one of the big defects that people think, that they're always searching, like the surgeons, for pathology before they cut. And in fact, you can have pretty bad pathology and no pain, and you can have almost no pathology and a lot of pain. And the only way you can discern it is to do a thermogram and the Axon 2 scan for A-Delton C-fibers. Every other technology, including imaging with spiral thin section CT or MRI scan with radiomagnetic augmentation or PET scan will pick up a little increased metabolic activity. But other than the PET scan, the only gold standards are thermography and the Axon 2 scan. That's it.
Yes.
Everything else is pretty damned useless.
When it comes to pain, yes.
Yeah, when it comes to pain. Now, pain is a big deal. What percentage of patients come to the doctor, any doctor, specialist, primary doctor, with pain? What percentage?
Oh, well, 1 in 2.66.
Yeah. It's, well, three-quarters of the people come with at least of their top two or three complaints they have, pain is one of them. Whether it's respiratory pain, hand pain, eye pain, brain, you know, TMJ pain. Pain is a big deal. And it's a sentinel also. There's something else wrong, because whenever you have dysautonomia, you have a toxic person. You have a person that has a mitochondrial dysfunction. Because remember, the autonomic nervous system is primarily to control the mitochondria. You're aware of that, right?
Yes, I am.
Now, you know how it controls it? It controls it through peripheral deiodination of iodine, or the creation of reverse thyroid hormone that blocks the mitochondrial crystallization and turns off the metabolism. When your cells go anaerobic, and this is one of the problems that people don't understand, you can biopsy someone's skin that has a chronic regional pain syndrome, and they've got scarring in a grid-like pattern because those tissues are hypoxic chronically, and the fibroblasts will actually scar things down, and they'll even get interfascial adhesions where things start to stick together. So they'll get true nerve entrapment syndromes eventually, because there's 22 pinch points between the primary motor neuron in your brain and basically the motor end plate for the median nerve, and there's 18 pinch points between the primary motor neuron and the ulnar nerve end plate in your hand. So people should understand that there's a lot of places where the nerves can get pinched by interfascial adhesions, and it can start off with a chronic regional pain syndrome and eventually get a full-blown nerve entrapment syndrome or compartment syndrome. And a lot of people that have these, that they're not treated long enough and don't get deep tissue massage or occupational hand therapy to mobilize the nerves and nerve track, you know, glide exercises and so on, they're going to get entrapment syndromes and compartment syndromes on top of the original dysautonomia. Did you develop those too?
I did. I got dystonia in my hand and my foot and my arm. But in my hand, I actually still, even though I've been in remission since 2009, I still have an entrapped nerve and like a basically a bundle of nerves like adhesed.
Yeah, well, I have nutraceuticals and enzymes that will break those up, but you need deep tissue massage and nerve glide, occupational hand exercises, and they can make what's called a dynamic hand brace. You can do the exercises so you don't hurt yourself because you don't want to go beyond the range of motion, but you can get a dynamic hand brace and deep tissue massage. And with the combination of enzymes and things like lumen photon and micropulse to stimulate stem cells and matrix pulse to turn off the pain syndrome, because it's a complex problem. But the cytokine altering effects of things like arthritics, cell defense plus a new curcumin, our topicals and so on, combined with mild hyperbarics and a ketogenic diet, and the same nutraceuticals we use for cancer and autoimmune disease, because there's a link. In other words, the primary things that can cause dysautonomic pain syndrome can also cause autoimmune disease or cancer. Interesting, eh?
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it. at aroutfitting.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Over to powerofpain.org. So those are the two recommendations I'd make: thermography and the Axon Pain, which is the Axon 2 scanner. Those are the ideal gold standard tests. One recommendation I'd make, and I don't know if you already have it in resources, is that you should have a network of doctors and health professionals, including deep tissue massage therapists and occupational therapists, that know how to do these things and are plugged into the model of what pain is, because the old story is you can have bad pathology, no pain, or no pathology on an MRI or X-ray, and have horrible pain with a very positive digital thermographic showing sympathetic dysautonomia, and the Axon scan is horrifying. So the problem is, you see, that the doctors misunderstand pain, so they misappropriately treat it, or they give narcotics for pain control. And to try to get people, like when I was dealing with the very awful, I call the VA hospital system, in for a transforaminal nerve block or a regional dysautonomia block, or spinal pumper stimulated, only works about 35% of the time for up to 2 years. It's not a permanent thing. It was disturbing how slow and how idiotic these doctors were. I mean, you try to explain it to them, including the state medical board, and these people are knuckleheads. I mean, really, to be honest, they're untrainable. They're really that low in IQ. They can't be trained. So that's why organizations like yours, the way you're going to change things is you're going to have a network of doctors connecting to patients that want care, and then doctors will then have these skill sets or know how to refer to someone with an Axon scanner or a digital thermogram. They don't have to have it in their office. Know how to learn how to belong to the associations like the American Association of Sensory Medicine for the Axon scan and the American Thermology Association, and then start to be able to take care of their patients. And that could be dentists, as well as people dealing with chronic headaches, people dealing with chronic regional pain syndromes, because it's not being treated properly. And America should be the leader, not, you know, the follower in this, because we have a lot of very innovative people. But like myself, I was persecuted in Colorado by the State Board of Examiners, not because it wasn't helping, because, in fact, I was appointed to a national IRB pain panel with Dr. Centeno and Thacker, who have their clinics not only in Broomfield, Colorado, but their stem cell clinic in Grand Cayman Islands. But I was training with Dr. Holland Brewer at the Anschutz Center to become an interventional pain specialist, putting in the transforaminal nerve blocks in the OR or spinal pumps and stimulators. So we're dealing with very vile healthcare control systems. That was one of the reasons why my recommendation is they need to get rid of state licensing authorities have national, so that if you're a doctor retiring from Alaska and you want to play with your boat 4 days a week and just scrub up 3 mornings a week in the OR, if you want to be a female doctor and work only 4 afternoons so you can have a family, it's your business. And this idea of lateral training, so you can start off as a medic and you save people in the field and you operate on them to make sure they have a chest tube in so they don't get a hemopneumothorax or don't bleed out when they're in cardiogenic shock in the battlefield, you should learn how to become a general surgeon or a trauma surgeon. So we basically need a buck up, and the medical profession isn't going to do it on their own. Organizations like yours that train the public and connect to doctors are going to change it. They're not going to change because because you show them a business model that they don't like. They go, well, that looks really good, but it's going to kill my business.
Exactly. And we have found that with a lot of providers, it comes down to, but this is my bread and butter, and even if it doesn't work as good as this other thing, I'm going to keep providing it because that's where I make my bulk of money. I might do a dabble in this over here, I might not, but this is where I make my bread and butter, so I'm going to keep doing it until it's not viable, even if it hurts the patient.
I've been doing this for decades now. I started doing environmental medicine because I was a charter member of Greenpeace in the early 70s. It was an oceanographer before I went into medicine in 1973. And I can tell you that scientists, that no one should graduate from medicine until they do three things. They defend a medical PhD. They do 3 additional years of medicine, including functional medicine and pathology, thermology, scanning, things like this. And they have to be 5 years minimum apprenticing in a general medical specialty before they can ever specialize and become, quote, a subspecialist. In Switzerland, you can't even become a dentist until you have an MD and apprentice for 5 years. You can't specialize until you've done 5 years. And, you know, they have a few anomalies here, like Mayo. You can do a post-doctoral fellowship where you finish your residency, say, in cardiology, and do 8 years post-doctoral fellowship. But again, it's the same thing. They have a bailiwick of specific treatments like, reentrant rhythm ablation with the radio ablation of cardiac arrhythmias. But do they know what actually a conduction bundle in the biochemistry and toxicology of it is? I remember sitting down with Dr. Roger Damley and asking him tough questions like, what is a conduction bundle in the heart? What are the, what's the micropathology of those conduction bundle cells? What are they? Why do they not conduct? Why are there reentrant rhythms happening? And I started firing questions, and he's like, his head was spinning. He realized, oh my God, man, what are you? And then he said, well, I heard that you know what causes atherogenesis, so I did a data dump on him. This is 20 years ago at the Swedish Hospital Medical Center, where I took over 4 general internist practices in the ICU. And he said, my God, man, you're going to ruin our business. And he got as pale as a ghost. And you got to understand, you see, the medical profession, with fee-for-service, with the current things where the drug companies have a lot of sway, for example, the drug companies last week, 2 weeks ago, got MasterCard to make sure the drugs companies could not sell their drugs across state lines anywhere in the world. And a few weeks later, Visa followed. So for us to bring in our special peptides from Europe, we have to use TransferWise and bank drafts to bring in these special peptides developed by the Russian Academy of Sciences in St. Petersburg with Dr. Cavinson for organ and tissue regeneration using the ratio of heterochromatin to chromatin to turn on genes to cause tissue regeneration. So what I'm dealing with here are inferior human beings that basically have evil in their hearts and don't have the guts to literally ask questions, because I can take someone of whatever IQ they profess and make them smarter in an hour by making them use their brain. It's not a matter of that they don't have the white matter or gray matter. If they don't have the desire or the guts to ask questions, to be uncomfortable with their level of stupidity before they become wise. And that's what I try to do in the realm of not only medicine but spirituality and geopolitics, that the real problem is it's not a lack of solutions, it's a lack of guts to actually pursue it, which is why I'm proud of you, because you're a victim of this, you came out of it, and you're trying to rescue other people before they die of endocarditis from, you know, becoming a heroin addict and pneumonia, or die of acute respiratory arrest because your dosage of narcotics is so close that it'll depress your respiratory center and you just stop breathing someday. Or you become basically a zombie and you can't function because, you know, you're not able to work or even think, and you used to be a full person, or they give you enough drugs that you're no longer a shadow of a human being. It's really pretty bad. And the number of people in America that are dependent on one form or another of pain medication or anti-inflammatory is pretty damned high. I think it's like something like a quarter of the U.S. population are dependent on chronic narcotics or anti-inflammatories.
Right.
It's a lot. It's like if you take 334 million people, you're talking around 75 million are taking anti-inflammatories and pain meds, whether it's a long-acting codeine like Tylenol 3 or Oxycontin or fentanyl patches, along with anti-inflammatories, and these are all wrecking them because they don't deal with the underlying cause of their pain syndrome or their underlying pathology like osteoarthritis or scleroderma or rheumatoid or multiple sclerosis or peripheral neuropathy or entrapment syndromes. And they're never being diagnosed correctly.
Right, and it's a mess when you just give a medication and you don't actually try to fix the pathology of something. It's just masking something and actually can be making it worse, which a lot of patients don't realize.
Of the time it does. In fact, I use sarcastic things. I think that the embalming industry should give 20 to 25% off for people who are on six or more drugs if they die it's over age 60. So if you're over 60 and you die and you're on six drugs, we give you 25% off your embalming costs.
Funny.
Because you're pre-embalmed on these damn drugs. And people say,
exactly.
Well, I think drugs have their place, but it's a very small one. I mean, I'll give you an example for cardiac. The only drugs that I think are safe are ACE receptor blockers, diuretics, including Lasix and clothiazide. But if you don't take minerals to replace them, you're going to get royally screwed. Not just the regular minerals like calcium, magnesium, and potassium. You need to take all the other trace minerals or your body's not going to be able to heal even connective tissue things like your pulinoid zinc and copper and other minerals.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people aren't aware of that. They're not aware, hey, you mean if I'm low in molybdenum, it's not good? Yeah, if you don't have molybdenum, you can't sleep because you get insomnia. And a lot of people with chronic pain, by the way, their pineal gland stops working, so they get chronic insomnia too. Right?
Exactly. Exactly.
So, let's go through some of your website resources. And, of course, how people can donate. You've got a lot of conditions, neuropathies, conditions, symptom bookmarks. You've got projects that are going on, nerve amber, music moves awareness. Let's go through some of your website things and resources so people can learn about that. And also your book, which is over at Amazon, From Wheels to Heels. Tell us about that.
Sure. Well, on our website, you can find information about the National Pain Strategy. We have surveys that we are currently running on the CDC guidelines for opioid medications that came out last year. We have information on abuse deterrent formulations because there is a problem with opioids that I know abuse deterrent formulations or medications don't necessarily fix the problem, but it is one tool that we feel could help the problem become less. Because if the person can't abuse a medication, or it's harder for them to, they're not going to be abusing that medication. Opioid-induced constipation issues. We do a lot of legislative work to help access to care and keep the patient-doctor relationship.
Right.
So you'll see information on step therapy and prior authorization practices and specialty tier. If a patient needs a provider, we don't have a list like you suggested. We don't have a list on our website.
Yeah, well, at least I can do the diagnosis, I mean, properly diagnose them. A lot of doctors are afraid to be on a list because, like I was harassed by the state board because I had like 40 pain patients.
Exactly.
Of my 40 pain patients, because I was also an independent examiner, half of them were dying of cancer. The other half had chronic regional pain syndromes that were terminal.
Yeah.
And people need to understand that even if you're using the short stopgap of narcotics, it's not a permanent thing. You're trying to get a pumpable stimulator or some other technology or deal with pathology. The biggest barrier is darn insurance. And the problems of the state medical board is they'll target small doctors and independent practices, but they won't go over the big practices where doctors like Dr. Michael O. Jansen was paralyzed this guy and was getting paid $250,000, and he knew the president of the board. I mean, so if they're highly connected, they're literally a wrecking ball hurting patients, but they can get away with it because they're highly connected and they're making $30 million a year.
Absolutely.
So the average regular family doctor or doctor that's doing pain medicine or DO or osteopath or chiropractor or anybody who's actually trying to help these people, they're targets for abuse by the state medical boards, even if the patient can't get the resources because the insurance carriers of the VA won't cooperate to let them get in to see a proper surgeon or regional pain specialist or get trigger point blocks or whatever. It's disgusting, especially in the VA. I call it a very awful hospital system. I've had them sit in my office crying when I told them exactly what needed to be done, and we couldn't get it done because the VA now, I talked to a gentleman just the other day, The VA now has opened it up now, especially since Trump in, so that you can actually demand and get to see an alternative doctor that's outside the VA system, like, really quickly now. This is good. The vets, in my view, should get whatever they need in a timely fashion and can go anywhere they damn well please, because we owe it to them that they get their care.
Amen. The sacrifices that they've made for our country.
I personally believe in referring to the ancient Hebrew system. I'm descended from the ancient Cohens under the line of Moses. And I believe that we should have health care and a VAT. It should go through to the county, not the state. That we should have no state licensing authority, no malpractice, lateral training so someone can start off as a massage therapist and become a trauma surgeon or burn unit specialist. Mm-hmm. That a nurse practitioner can become an obstetrician without having to go all the way back to school again from the beginning. That that they already have a lot of the training and skills and so on. They just need to prove their level of competency in certain areas and procedures. And to me, the whole idea that we can't have innovation and we don't have a level playing field between functional medicine and technology like in these other things. And then they have it set up so they have fee codes so they won't pay for things. For example, we do have codes to pay for trigger point blocks, but a lot of time they don't pay. The rate of payment that I got was around 20% of the treatments that I would do on patients with trigger point blocks, 20%. And and we would get paid for axon scans, but they're very limited in terms of but we still do have codes now for the axon scan because it's been out for now 20 years since 1997. But it's not easy. I mean, even get paid for doing a thermogram and then for repeating it in a timely fashion. The insurance carriers have got too much power. They should do a demo what we say. We're the doctors. MD should stand for, if you're being a good one, a magnificent deity. We're doing the right thing for the patient. They don't have a right to counteract us and think they know better because they don't. Now, most of them, unfortunately, are magnificent deities, even if they're screwing around with the patient or just giving a magic script. But what I want to see is I want to see where we don't have insurance anymore, where basically if you're an American or even if you're a visitor to America, you get taken care of. This idea that we have a healthcare system where they have pre-existing conditions or they don't allow innovation or they persecute new innovative doctors, we should be so advanced. If you're sick anywhere in the world, you're going to want to come to America to visit us. And you're more than willing to pay the going rate, which could be reasonable rather than crazy. And the doctor should be paid an hourly wage. So whether they're cutting or just talking to you or interpreting a thermogram, they should get paid the same and they should have a time off for education and for their own health, because the average male doctor in this country lives 10 years shorter than the average male in this country. Did you know that? They don't live very long. The average male doctor in this country lives 10 years less. Because of the stress, and it's not stress of sick patients, it's stress from sick state licensing authorities, sick attorneys, and sick insurance carriers that kill our patients to our own grief. And believe me, the grief of dealing with dying patients or sick patients where you can't get care, that's what kills us, not the idea that we can't deal with sick people. Sick people and us, because we're healers, is what makes us live, not die. It's the insurance carriers and the state licensing authorities and our colleagues that want to stab us in the back like Dr. Jansen. That's the problem.
Amen. And we started the Insurance Insurgents Project this year, and we are trying to collect stories of patients that are affected by poor insurance practices that we can make a difference.
Well, we can fix that. This is going to be fixed. I'm putting together a video, and we're going to get to our Academy of Anti-Aging Medicine, because Bart Goldman has known Donald Trump for 35 years, and Roger Stone, I'm going to try to get through a kind of a compressed video to explain my ideas for a plan, because Dr. Price is going to roll it back, and he's got some good ideas, but if they don't do structural changes to it, it's never going to get really fixed or innovative.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional best meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
One of the other things I discovered is that in my research and formulas to block the different receptors of the Langerhans gate, I discovered that injections of homeopathic narcotics at the skin at the Langerhans gate, and by the way, when people have chronic regional pain, they can't tell you where it is. They just say the whole area hurts. But if you go along with something as simple as a $5 or $10 acupuncture point finder, right up to a fancy Keithy Enterprises device that look at the spectral pattern, but just a $10 point finder, where it beeps is where you put the injection, because that's the Langerhans gate. That's where it's electrically active. And I would literally take patients and give them like one or two drops, that's it, of a homeopathic 6 to 10X of a narcotic. Mm-hmm. And they were so zapped, I had to send them home by cab because they couldn't drive their car. And they hadn't taken narcotics. It was way stronger than any narcotic, including heroin, because what happens when you block the Langerhans gate at the skin, your brain releases dynorphin and beta endorphin in your brain. They're 100,000 times stronger than narcotic, but it's only in the specific what's called gating nuclei of the thalamus. So the thalamic gating nuclei only work when you change the Langerhans gate. Interesting, hey? And nobody else has discovered this, that the actual narcotic shouldn't be applied in the brain or the mouth. It should be applied in the skin. Is that interesting or what?
That's very interesting. And do you think that's why they came out with something like a fentanyl patch? Or
no. The fentanyl is not what it's going to do, because fentanyl patch. See, you're talking about dosages of narcotics. They're putting the fentanyl patch is a transdermal, basically narcotic. Okay,
right.
And the fentanyl patch basically is not going to work. It's just going to be a slow release. I'm talking about a homeopathic. When the homeopathic works, it actually normalizes the pain gate, because we're talking about dosages that are so small. All you basically have is electrical signal. You have very few molecules left. You have signal.
Right. Makes sense.
So when you have signal, and that's why you can use homeopathic drops into the tongue to break or change things. And that's why in allergy shot injections, especially homeopathics like the Rinkle Method, R-I-N-K-L-E, can determine or turn off allergy reactions, including really serious ones. So it's interesting that homeopathics of narcotics work better than full-dose narcotics like fentanyl or heroin or OxyContin.
And they're better for us because they don't deplete the body?
Well, what they do is they change the electrical pathway and the signal to the brain, and the brain releases narcotic in a specific gating nuclei, which is the subthalamic and thalamic nuclei in the brain. So you don't have a flood of narcotics throughout the entire neuraxis, which basically can not only lower your dopamine levels. One of the big things that happens when you use narcotics is you lower their dopamine levels, and they never come back to normal unless you use a high dose of narcotics to basically act as a dopamine agonist. Mm-hmm. So you'll see this. It's very similar. So as you chase it, they need higher and higher dosages of narcotics to get their dopamine levels up. But the dosage of narcotics is high enough to suppress the respiratory drive center just above the pons in the midbrain, which means at some dosage they're going to stop breathing. There's a hair's breadth difference between the dosage that turns off their pain and the pain that turns off their respiratory drive center, so they stop breathing. So a lot of people are in high-dose narcotics, whether it's fentanyl or OxyContin or heroin. The reason why they die and why Narcan should be everywhere is that the dosage that will take away their pain is a hair's breadth away from the dosage that will stop breathing. Interesting, eh?
Yeah.
We got to get you back on, Barbie. You've done some amazing things. So go to our website, internationalpain.org, and it brings you to powerofpain.org. Barbie Engel from Wheels to Heels, the Amazon book. Thank you, Barbie. We'll get you back on. You've done an amazing work. It's important to connect the doctors and patients to get the information out. Just empower the people, and as they say, if you build it, they will come. Just like, the field of dreams.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, thank you, Barbie. Thank you for listening. Back tomorrow, we will have an amazing program with our Care Bar University and a special guest in hour 3. You don't want to miss it. Take care.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.